Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, a first of its kind mental health centre could be turning the tide on the social disadvantage and gangland criminal activity that has been the scourge of a Limerick community for decades. The Moyross Wellness Programme for school children and families is based in a new purpose-built unit at the entrance to the Corpus Christi Primary School. It offers wraparound support services to pupils and the wider community that has been undergoing much needed regeneration in recent years. Well, our reporter John Cook has been visiting that school to find out more. And John, you're starting with a reminder of the challenges faced by that community in the past.
Yes, Claire. Moyross is one of a number of Limerick communities that's been in the news, often for the wrong reasons in the past, due to years of gangland crime involving a turf war over drugs and a violent feud between rival families. But great work has been happening in the area for many years now to regenerate local housing estates, restore community spirit and encourage new opportunities for a better way of life for those living there. As well as local authority and government-led initiatives, the efforts have been led by a number of prominent community leaders. So on my way to the new family centre built at the front of the Corpus Christi Primary School, I met Parish Priest Father Pat Hogan coming out of the church next door as he praised the efforts of many involved in fostering change in Moyross, telling me about the link between troubled childhoods, early school leaving and criminal behaviour that was common for many in the past. For Father Pat, the need for early intervention became apparent based on those he met in his time as a chaplain at Limerick Prison.
When I was in the prison, the bulk of the people in the prison had massive problems with addiction, drugs, alcohol problems, and they all had a terrible backstory of childhood experiences and so forth. When I was in the prison, half the prison population in Limerick Prison came from four parishes in Limerick: South Hill, Moyross, Ballinacoro Weston, and St Mary's Park. And no one asked the question, why are 200 people from four small parishes in the Rickon jail? So all those people had a massive backstory of suffering, of trauma, and they could tell you horrible stories. So deal with it at source then, deal with it as soon as you can. And I suppose we'd be very conscious that you need to be working with children. And it was a kind of a recognition that children couldn't prosper and do well in education unless other things were provided.
Hi, I'm Hilary McAlay. I'm the acting principal here, and we're delighted to have you here today. And this is our Corpus Christi Family Centre.
Lead the way so you can show me. Thank you. Now, so you have a modern purpose-built building at the front of the Corpus Christi Primary School here.
Which was entirely philanthropically funded.
Including the J.P. McManus Fund or other
including
funds?
Including the J.P. McManus Fund and other funds. And it was the parents in the community who chose to build that the building should be to the front of the school as a symbol of wellness and hope for the community.
So my name is Keelan Conboy and I'm the home school community liaison coordinator here in Corpus Christi Primary School. The family centre here, Corpus Christi Family Centre, offers support then to the whole family. It's not just the child. So we have play therapy, music therapy for children. We have up to 100 children accessing the service here every week. But on top of that, then we have up to 50 adults from the community accessing the counselling. And I suppose it's not just counselling, it's life coaching, mentoring. And it's not just about the therapy either. There's a family support worker here, Jason. Helps people in employment and housing as well. There's great things happening here all the time, and it's exciting for the future for the community of Moyross, I think.
People associate Moyross with a name with social disadvantage, and is this helping to turn things around?
It is. We're trying to promote advantage. Our children in this school achieve literacy and math scores at the national average, yet in the last census, the 2016 census, only 1% of the population had a third level degree. We're sowing the seeds of change where we want to see all our children in our community meeting their full potential, be it long-term employment, access to apprenticeship courses, moving on to third level, but it's that to promote that hope and that we can all achieve in life.
So that's Hilary McAlay at Corpus Christi Primary School in Moyross. And John, you met some of those people who are using that family centre.
Yes, Claire, I visited just after the busy drop-off time for almost 400 pupils. Some parents stayed to have a chat with me in what they call the mindfulness room in the bright and well-equipped family centre. Sonia Ryan has two sons and a daughter attending Corpus Christi Primary School. She's also a proud past pupil herself, moving there aged 11 after what she described as a turbulent and troubled early life and the traumatic experience of losing her father, Her family had been at the heart of the feuds in Limerick, as she put it, when she started by telling me what happened to her dad.
So my father was shot dead in Tomingate when I was 11. He was out doing a day's work for my cousin, and two guys pulled up in a motorbike and shot him. And when he arrived at the hospital, he died. As I said, my family was at the heart of the feuds, but Dad wasn't a criminal. He wasn't, like, involved in the criminality side of it. Mm-hmm. Times got tough. We did have to fight through. At times it was fight or flight. Most times it was fight your way out of it, which we had to do. But that was for our safety, mm-hmm. and Dad literally died to save his children.
How was that then? I mean, the impact on your family must have been terrible.
It was horrible. There was no services really at the time that were willing to help our family. But when I switched schools into Corpus Christi Primary School, that's when I got my help.
So it's over 20 years ago you got bereavement counselling here.
Yeah.
You said to me it made you realise from an early age about the benefits of counselling and how it works. And now that you're a parent in this school, you have three children here, tell me about the services they get.
Well, here in the school right now, they're doing physiotherapy, occupational therapy, music therapy, play therapy. They do their social groups. My eldest boy, Johnny, from a very young age, has been working with an assistant psychologist who works around his social, emotional and behavioural skills.
Two of your boys have autism?
Yeah, two of my boys. Johnny is 12. He's on the Asperger side of it. And Sammy is 7 and he will be on the non-verbal stage. But at the moment, he is now verbal. Okay. But up until the age of 5, he had no words at all. So I'm like, I can't praise the school here enough and the staff for what they do for my kids.
Gosh, it's like an intergenerational system that they have going there. Sonia Ryan at the Family Centre describing it so well. Mm-hmm. That support, though, doesn't stop at school, John.
No, that's what's really impressive here, Claire. The supports from this school counselling centre do stretch across generations of families. It's 20 years next month since Sonia's dad, Johnny, was shot dead. And while Sonia's grief counselling at Corpus Christi was only in its early stages then, services and supports have been developed and enhanced greatly over the years, to the point now where this purpose-built family centre offers counselling, play therapy, mindfulness and many other supports to her children. Also, teachers, therapists and community workers there continue to support parents like Sonia too, as they're aware of the need for much wider support around children, their families and the community for everyone to thrive and progress. And that's what helped Sonia complete a college access course at the Technological University of the Shannon to inspire, she said, her children to stay in education given how well they're doing, especially as the boys have been doing so well with supports they've received for autism spectrum disorder. I got to meet her 12-year-old boy, who's named after Sonia's late father, Johnny, now in sixth class, as Sonia told me how her studies have continued and how she went on to study for a degree.
I said, here it goes. So I applied for a bachelor's degree in social care work, and I've just come to the end of it as of last week. Thesis is submitted, and fingers crossed I get my results on the 12th of June, and I'll get my papers to go with it.
And your university degree, hopefully, on the way. And what's your plan?
At the moment, I have a 3-year contract with TUSLA, which I gained through the National Traveller and Roma Inclusion Scheme. And I hope to stay in the area of family support because I can see the difference it makes in families' lives, like it did for me. I could be still at home, sitting down, do no work, no college, anything like that. And that's just generational. It'll keep falling back on my kids, their kids. So it's just like breaking that cycle of disadvantage.
So Johnny is your eldest, Sonia.
Yeah.
And Johnny, tell me, how do you like school here at Corpus Christi in Moyross?
It's very open and interactive, and it allows you to open up to other people, and it's just an all-round great school.
Fair play to you. What do you like best at school?
There's a lot of programmes, right? So you have like cooking, yoga, mindfulness, soccer, basketball. It has a lot of stuff for a lot of people, and it might help you to open up your social life and stuff.
Did you find school difficult at times?
Yeah, sometimes with my tests, but my ASC support teachers always helped me with the tests and taught me some stuff to help me through the tests, and I got through them.
And lots of things that happen here in this centre, in this mindfulness club, in this room, does that help?
Yeah, it helps me a lot. It helps me to relax and stress down. So say like I have like an assignment on my homework or something and I'm a bit stressed out, and I can just come into the mindfulness room and I can like relax and stuff.
Your mum was telling me you're thinking about going to college like she is already.
Yeah, I was thinking of going to like University of Limerick or Oxford or something.
Okay,
hopefully.
What would you study in Oxford? Or Limerick?
Electrical science.
Wow. Johnny, thanks a million for talking to me.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
Gosh, he's great. He's going to Oxford. And I'll tell you one thing, his mammy is even better, isn't she? She's so impressive to get that she needs to do what she needs to do so that the children can take from her example, John. Will you tell us about the other families you met who are accessing the counselling services?
Yeah, they're really inspiring, Sonia and Johnny and lots of other people I met. As well as that, they're counsellors and support workers. I got to meet some of them. They're assisting school children and their families living in the local authority estates nearby, but also in various challenging housing situations that have evolved in recent years, long after the trouble from the feuds, from hotels and homeless accommodation to the direct provision centre nearby as well. I spoke to a number of adults in the community as well on their way to their weekly counselling sessions, including single dad Christy, who we'll hear from in a moment. But first, Helena Hughes, who's had three children taught in the school over the years. Her youngest still there and just got an award for high school attendance. She also is a teenager in second level, and her eldest is doing an electrical apprenticeship now, she proudly told me. After what has been a tough life, she explained, from leaving home and having kids early herself to living in substandard accommodation and struggling with her mental health, her problems becoming more difficult in recent years with the deaths of her parents.
My father suddenly passed away in his sleep with a massive heart attack, and my mum got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So it was kind of like I was grieving for my father and then caring for my mother, but then when the both of them passed away together, I was grieving the two of them together, so I kind of hit rock bottom with it all.
And you were living in a rented house. Things weren't great for you and the kids.
Yeah, a rented house, very poor rented house, just... I wouldn't let a dog live in it, to be honest with you, but look, me and my kids had no other choice with the way the house in crisis and everything is.
Describe
right now.
Describe it to me, will you?
It had mushrooms growing out ceilings. It had water leaking through the ceilings. It had mildew, mould. I was living with rats at one stage. My kids constantly missed school over being sick, and then with me grieving both my parents, I just couldn't deal with life. And with the help here of the school, with all the supports, the family supports, Keelan, Jason, Father Pat, Anne-Marie, Valerie, they've all helped me out, and I wouldn't be where I am today, I don't think, to be honest, without their help.
And what's happened for you in your house? Tell me that.
Oh, look, sure, it's like I mentioned now, a palace.
Moved into a new house recently.
Yeah, I have. I moved into a new home there in November, thanks with the help of all the lads here in the school. I don't think I would have got where I am today if it wasn't for them all, to be honest.
Life is good or getting better?
It is. It's getting much better. I've started work now. I've been working since November as well, and it's really helped me with my anxiety, my panic attacks, because it's keeping my mind going as well.
Christopher Burns, I'm from Moyras. I was a single dad, raising kids, marriage didn't work out, and I just concentrated everything on the raising the kids myself. The last couple of years were pretty bad. I was waiting on operations, I had to get a tumour removed. Over COVID, everything was waiting, and then when I got the operation done, I was nauseous and sick for 16 months. I've always been a person where I always had my strength to depend on. But when I was sick and everything like that, I couldn't move, I wasn't able to get up. Sometimes I just wished that I would, and I had died. I just couldn't cope. Okay. Or I just needed a place to go to talk.
How did you find out there were services closer than you thought here in Moyras?
There was a woman here, Anne-Marie, in Moyras.
She's a family support worker here, I think.
That's right, Anne-Marie. She's very good. She started talking to me for a few weeks. I'd ring her a couple of times, meet her three or four times a week. We talk for an hour until the counselling service opened up here and the therapy sessions opened. I've been in here ever since and I haven't looked back.
So you're coming to see a psychologist, a counsellor here
every week?
Every week,
yeah. And it doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a great service. I have to say, it's made the biggest change in my life.
Life is good?
Yeah. I can't complain now. Well, I can, but I just get on with it, you know what I mean? I don't let it bother me.
We all do that, Christy.
That's it, yeah, exactly. And that's all you can do. Like, you know, you can't do any more than that. Yeah.
And that's Christy Burns at the Corpus Christi Family Centre doing such great work in Moyras, ending John Cook's report from Limerick. And if you want to listen back to that, if you just caught the tail end of it and you want to hear more, the RT Radio app is where you should head to. And if you need support for any of the issues raised in John's report, you can go to rte.ie/helplines. Coming up next, why is the air quality so poor in large swathes of the United States?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.